Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host, Ryan Hickey's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And I want to thank you for tuning into the show. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're at, wherever you're at, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. Let's have some fun, right? The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I've been hanging out for an hour already. I'm just having a good old time. If you missed last hour of the show, you have already missed a lot. Thank you so much to the head basketball coach of Marquette, Shaka Smart, joining us last hour. Hey, he's getting ready to take on North Carolina State at the end of this week in the Sweet 16. Great conversation with a Tupac fan and Shaka Smart. Thank you, Shaka. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. Tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You got SiriusXM? It's SiriusXM, channel 158. CBSSportsRadio.com. Smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. And if you want to participate in the show, go for it. We got a phone number. We got phone lines. It works. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also on the internet if you can utilize it safely right now. Yeah, it's just JR Sport Brief. That's all my social media. I'll pop right the hell on up. Told you Shaka Smart joined us last hour. A great conversation, getting ready to take on North Carolina State in the Sweet 16. We also talked about Caitlin Clark finally playing her last home game in front of her fans in Iowa. A little bit of a home court advantage, home court cooking, as Iowa beat West Virginia last night 64-54. Caitlin Clark showed up and said, here's 32 points, and that's just the easy work. And then we also talked about how the NFL is going to be adjusting its kickoff rules later on this year for the 2024 season. The NFL also announced a few other changes, notably to the holidays for Christmas, and then an international game that is going to be emanating from Brazil. But we're going to get into that later on into the show. We also have some news. Hickey, is it news involving Dak Prescott? What would you say? Non-news, news? With the Cowboys, it's always something, right?
That, I think, is probably the best way to say it. Is it new news? No. Is it news and interesting? I would say yes, and Jerry Jones does a good job of selling it, and that's part of the reason why this kind of non-story, if you will, is now a story again.
Yeah, well, the story that we're going to talk about is Dak Prescott. They basically let us, the Dallas Cowboys basically let us know. Listen, folks, we have a mutual, this is what they said. We have a mutual understanding with Dak Prescott on his contractual status. And that's it. That's it. There was no, hey, we're going to have an announcement. Hey, we're working on a deal. It's that we have a mutual understanding and there were no further details. This is almost like reading the tea leaves for whether or not Shohei Ohtani knew anything about the gambling going around, going on around him, or knew nothing. We know nothing. This much we do know. Dak Prescott is heading into the final year of his contract. Dak Prescott is making $40 million a season. I remember when he signed the deal, or even before he signed the deal, Joe Theismann was here on the JR Sport Brief show, and he pretty much said he doesn't know why the hell Dak Prescott is taking so damn long to put pen to ink, or maybe finger to a computer, and sign his contract. And, well, I mean, Dak ended up at what the time was the second highest contract per year behind some guy named Patrick Mahomes. It's like Patrick Mahomes getting $45 million and Dak is getting what, 40? Excuse me? Now, we've had a lot of quarterbacks who have since jumped him. Joe Burrow is making 55 and Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson are right behind him at 52 and 53. And Patrick Mahomes is like, listen, I'm making my money and winning championships. I'm going to hit you guys for 60 in a few years, but we'll get there. For Dak, after another disappointing season, for Dak Prescott, this time being eliminated by the Packers and Jordan Love, who last night we shared with you, Jordan Love basically said, yeah, we are ready and prepared to go to the Super Bowl. Dallas Cowboys can't even say anything like that. Packers smacked them 48-32. Another disappointing year. And so you could look at Dak Prescott and be amazed by his numbers, but when it comes to the big games, just Dak, he doesn't step up. And so what the hell type of contract are you going to give to a guy who's good enough to get you to the playoffs every year, but not good enough to win? I don't know. Maybe Dak Prescott can beat Kirk Cousins 2.0. You got to pay him a crap ton of money just to lose in the postseason. Yeah, 4,300 yards, 36 touchdowns, leading the NFL. Oh, that's all nice and well. But when we get to the postseason, where are we going? What are we doing? And, oh, yeah, Dak Prescott isn't playing defense. He can't go out there and stop the team, right? But he's kind of blah. And all the Dallas Cowboys have told us all throughout the course of the offseason is pretty much, we are a championship team. I'll never forget Mike McCarthy for saying this. They may have to put this on his Dallas Cowboys coaching tombstone whenever Jerry Jones gives him the boot. We're a championship squad that hasn't won a championship yet. Like, how could you even say such a thing? And so now Dak Prescott, unless they get a deal done, and the way Jerry Jones operates, to me, if I got to read the tea leaves, they're going to make this man play out the year. They want to know what Dak Prescott is going to do before they figure out how much they want to pay him. This is what Jerry Jones does. He's like, this sounds terrible. Hickey, remember that photo? Michael Jackson was hanging one of his kids out the window.
Is that what's happening here in Dallas?
I could think of worse, things. Thank God Michael held the kid. I forgot which. Do you know which child that was? It was one of the boys, right?
I do not know who it was.
I feel like Jerry Jones treats his staff, his players, his coaches, like, I don't want to say, like they're getting shaked down. Like, I'm going to hang you out the window, and unless you say or do what I need you to do, unless you perform, I'm just going to drop you like a bad habit. Like, I feel like he's just mafioso style shaking people out the window to get something out of them. And Jerry Jones can't sit down and have a conversation, and God bless him. He gave that first contract to Dak Prescott, $40 million a year. People looked at him crazy. And I think all things considered, outside of when he broke his ankle, He pretty much lived up to it. He's not bad. He's not shabby. He just hasn't won anything. He's okay. He's good. And everybody keeps talking about how they're going to get that break. They're going to get that break. And Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys are going to get over the hump, and they're going to get that break. Well, damn it, when is it going to happen, right? Dak Prescott is going to be 31 years old in the summertime. Ain't nothing wrong with being 31. He could play until he's, I don't know, 36, 37, 38. He could be looking at a Kirk Cousins deal in a few seasons. But Jerry Jones basically wants him to go out there and prove it first. It's wild. And the idea of just letting him walk is, it's very Jerry Jones-ish. He wants to put the fear of God into the man. Hey, go out there and perform, or we're not going to want you. Listen to what Adam Schefter had to say about any financial implications if Dak Prescott leaves as a free agent next year. Hey, Schefter was on Pat McAfee's
show. Now they're in a situation with Dak going into the last year of his deal. He's got a $55 million cap number. If he leaves after this year, the dead cap money charge is $95 million that they're going to have to spread out.
Jeez! That, which would be a new NFL record, even though...
$95 million dead cap, and he leaves. And no trade clause, no tag clause. So when you're going into the last year of contract, he now becomes the 2024-25 version of Kirk Cousins. And Dak, to me, is a really good quarterback. So if and when he becomes a free agent next year, Dallas may want him back, but there might be a quarterback needy team. Giants, Commanders, who knows? Like, we could go through the list right now. There'll be no shortage of suitors for Dak Prescott as a true unrestricted free agent on the open market.
He's not lying. You know, yeah, now I feel like a football genius, right? I said this is what Kirk Cousins did. He's going to be Kirk Cousins 2.0. You can't tag the guy, and Kirk Cousins got the benefit of being tagged twice, but Dak could just walk. Now, Adam Schefter's throwing some interesting tidbits out there. I don't know. You know what? I think I do know. Dak Prescott, I would advise him not to be a New York Giant. I would also advise the New York Giants not to ever entertain Dak Prescott. And sure, yes, this is a lot of hypotheticals. Do I think he's going to leave the Cowboys? No. Because if I have to apply the Jason Garrett logic to Jerry Jones, he's just going to keep him around longer than he needs to, and he's going to suffer for it. Now, having said that, there's no guarantee that Dak has to stay. We know the New York Giants, well, they have their own quarterback issues now with Daniel Jones. Who knows? This may not even matter in about a month's time because the New York Giants may have drafted a QB. I'll tell you this, though. New York Giant fans and Dak, that's like oil and water. I think Dak Prescott would get eaten alive in New York. I think the fans wouldn't want him from day one. And I think he knows as much that it would be a bad idea to go there. And I know there's so many people talk about legacy. We just had this conversation with Saquon Barkley, right? So many talks about, well, Saquon left the New York Giants to join the Eagles. And what about his legacy? There is no legacy, right? There's none. Dak Prescott is one of the most marketable players in the NFL, not because he's one of the best, but because he plays for the Cowboys. Does he want to go to New Jersey and play for the Giants? Cowboys fans are just enthusiastic every year. Every year is the year until it's not. Giants fans have been beaten up the past couple of years. They expect results. The Giants fans are a little bit more cynical, a little bit more downtrodden than the enthusiastic Cowboy fans. Hickey, could you imagine a world where Dak Prescott leaves the Cowboys for the Giants? Do you think that would be a fit?
I don't. You look at the talent on this Giants team. Dak has been a guy that has shown you in Dallas a few different times. If he does not have the requisite talent, he's not very good. Or maybe that's the little harsh. He struggles. I mean, he doesn't have some really premier top talent around him, whether it's when Zeke started falling off before they got Amari Cooper, then they get CeeDee Lamb. He needs some good players around him. And the Giants, I mean, Can we name one good player right now on the Giants offense, JR?
Devin Singletary, right? Is that the best? Is that the best?
Oh, boy.
Darren Waller doesn't even know if he wants to play anymore.
So that's no, not a fit. Not a fit if he wants to play well and be remembered in a positive way, that's for sure.
It's a lot of talk. I don't think Dak is going in. You think he's really leaving? I don't think he's going anywhere. They'll explore it at the end of the year. I think what they didn't want to do, if I want to make things up in my head, they did not want to call him a lame duck, you know, pretty much at the, you know, just right now. They're just going to let this bleed out. It's the Cowboys' way. I don't think he's leaving. What about you?
I'll put it this way. I think there's a good chance he does leave because if I'm Dak, I think I'd want to get out of there.
Wow.
Just from the perspective of having to answer for Jerry every day of every year is exhausting. I mean, you mentioned before, like, you compare Jerry Jones to Michael Jackson. And you're not wrong, by the way, either.
Hanging it's my like, kids out the window. Right.
Every year, it's something else of, are we going to pay Dak? Do we believe in Dak? Like, the contract is always a big talking point, and it never, even though Dallas has paid him multiple times, it still almost feels like Jerry does so, like, not willingly, right? Yeah. Almost like he's forced to. If I'm Dak, at this point, like, go to a team where that will actually support you and like you and be happy to pay you versus feeling like you're being held over a barrel and paying you out of, you know, no, out of necessity or desperation.
The Dallas Cowboys are so wacky. I wouldn't be shocked if Dak Prescott got a deal done before the season started. I would not be shocked if the Dallas Cowboys got Dak Prescott a contract at the end of the year. I wouldn't be shocked if he walked away. I think he'll stay. But it's just wild to think that you have a head coach in Mike McCarthy. Lame duck status. We know that man ain't getting paid. That ship has gone and sailed. They basically held him out the window and raked him over the coals. He probably lost about 50 pounds in sweat just trying to think about whether or not he'd still have his job. And I think, you know, when he said that about we're a championship team, we just haven't won a championship, Hickey, I bet you Jerry Jones was standing on the other side of the room, peering through a window in a door, just looking at him like, you better say it, otherwise I'm going to beat you up when you get back here. Like, Jerry Jones is the last... He's the last George Steinbrenner-esque owner, I think, that we have in sports. You got a lot of brash owners, and owners are vocal. There's expectations that they speak up now. But Jerry Jones is of that George Steinbrenner cloth. I'm the boss. I'm going to say what I say and do what I want. And if this doesn't work this year, it could get real ugly in Dallas. He's going to be forced, I believe, to keep Dak just because it's you going to restart. Jerry Jones has made it very clear. I ain't here for a restart. I'm here for a win. And Jerry Jones, I mean, we don't know how much longer he's going to be here. He's going to be 82 at the end of the year. And if you watch Hard Knocks and you watch this man pour, I don't know, ounces. Would you say ounces or pounds of salt?
Oh, pounds.
This man is putting pounds of salt onto one of the most saltified meals on earth. He's putting salt on, what is it, an Egg McMuffin?
McGriddle McMuffin, one of the, whatever it's called, yes.
How much salt is in that meat so it could just move miles across the country?
Probably 3 days worth of what you should intake.
And he's having that for breakfast.
And adding more on top of it. Holy smokes.
Does he have taste buds? Like, I didn't know you could consume that much salt and still taste. Look, he going to be screwed. I think maybe this is Dak's approach. What's Jerry going to do, let me walk? He must laugh. Him and his agent, they must laugh saying, Jerry Jones is going to let us walk? Like, you think that's what's going to happen? You're going to tank the Cowboys. They're going to go into the toilet. You mean to tell me at 82 years old, Jerry Jones is going to stick around for a 3 to 4 year rebuild? What's your better option? Paying Dak Prescott and hoping for the best and crossing your fingers, or starting over? I don't think Jerry would have it in him to do it. This is typical Dallas Cowboys making everybody sweat. It's the Jerry Jones way. Maybe he doesn't sweat all that salt that he eats. It's quite possible. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Dallas Cowboys still searching, still hunting for that championship. Something they haven't had since the 90s. There's a team that just won a championship. They got the opposite problem. They can't pay a lot of their players because they're so damn good. And then there was a team that's been so damn good. They got a documentary out. And it seems that everybody's ticked off about it. I'll explain on the other side. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker. Co-worker of yours.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases and shop top mattress brands like Stearns and Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, we talking about ice? Hickey, is this supposed to be about like championships and rings and money? Ice?
Yes, exactly right. Exactly why I did it.
Got
picked up on that.
Yeah, come on now. It could have been about a failed rapper that, what is he doing? Is he still doing celebrity boxing?
I saw him in a movie once. I was not. He was actually, you know what? I'll give Vanilla credit. He was not a terrible actor.
What? I've never seen him act.
That's My Boy with Adam Sandler. You haven't seen that one?
I don't know what that is.
Well,
I thought I wasn't the movie guy.
I mean, well, this is one where, you know, that's a deep cut, we'll say.
Ah, okay.
Not winning a lot of awards.
I think he also did, he was doing like home makeover shows.
Oh, wow.
I think he was.
Was that Ty Pennington?
No, HGT? What? Isn't that? He got a brother, right? I don't know.
Maybe. They don't look that, you know, that dissimilar.
I don't know. Yeah, he was doing, I think, like HGTV. Anyway, last break, we talked about a loser team, the Dallas Cowboys. And now I told you I want to get into some winners. You probably heard the news today of the Dallas Cowboys pretty much saying, they have an agreement that they are not sharing with Dak Prescott on his contract negotiations. Not an agreement on his contract, but there is an understanding as to where they stand when it comes to his contract, which says a whole lot of nothing. Absolutely nothing. And the Dallas Cowboys wish that they had some of these problems, because I can actually look at a couple of teams that have done some winning. And they got some real issues. How about this? Legarius Sneed, we know that he was tagged and ultimately traded to the Tennessee Titans. Well, we learned that Legarius Sneed is now in the midst of receiving a four-year, $76 million contract. He's only 27 years old. It's just a matter of whether or not the Tennessee Titans are ever going to be any good. That's it. And I know they've added all these pieces on offense. Speaking of the Cowboys, Tony Pollard, remember this, he is now a member of the Tennessee Titans. Will Levis is probably going to be the starting quarterback. Mason Rudolph joined in, likely to try to push him and or be the backup. DeAndre Hopkins is still there. Calvin Ridley is also now playing for the Tennessee Titans. And so they're trying to turn things around. And Lajarius Sneed, why is he a Titan? Because the Kansas City Chiefs had a problem. They had to pay Chris Jones $160 million, okay? If you have to choose between the guy who hunts down the quarterback and the other guy who stops him, I think it's apparent where you go. You have to get the guy who chases the quarterback. That's why quarterbacks get paid the most, and the guys who chase the quarterback, they get paid next. And cornerbacks are just so volatile, right? You think about the Ramses of the world. You think about James Bradbury, a couple of seasons ago for the Philadelphia Eagles. He was one of the best corners in the league, only giving up, I think, about 4 yards and change on a reception. This past season, he couldn't do a damn thing. Jalen Ramsey fell off the face of the earth after his injury. It's tough being a cornerback. You better use them and abuse them early. The older they get, it's like running backs. It's kind of tricky right now. But Lajarius Sneed, I mean, the Chiefs can't pay everybody. And someone who's disappointed, well, his former head coach, Andy Reid, he's like, man, I'm sad he had to leave. This is courtesy of Paul Kuharsley.
One of my all-time favorite guys. Great human being. As great a player as he is, he's an even better human being. And as tough as you can imagine. I'm his biggest fan. Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's see how big of a fan he is when he has to take on the Tennessee Titans. Probably not going to care because the Titans suck. Anyway, you want to know somebody else who's not necessarily happy right now? Like the New England Patriots. They had this whole documentary on Apple TV. We've been able to talk to you about it some. You got Bill Belichick getting crapped on, and Tom Brady is, it's just, it's not good. A lot of the players weren't happy. And this was supposed to be a documentary that was pretty much produced at the behest and by one of Robert Kraft's friends. Robert Kraft owns the Patriots. He had a buddy of his do this documentary, and everybody felt that there was so much negativity surrounding it. Even Robert Kraft said he was disappointed with how bad the dynasty was. Listen to this.
Rodney Harrison and Matthew, although I didn't, I just heard quietly that they've all felt that way. And actually, there were some really prominent people that were interviewed for hours that never were used. So, little disappointed that there wasn't more of a real positive approach, especially for Patriot fans who have lived the experience with us.
Does positivity sell? Do people like positivity? Would people have talked about the New England Patriots? I guess he wanted more balance, right? There's no way in hell you could do a Patriots documentary and then not talk about Bill Belichick and Brady's relationship. And how could you not? There was a lot of negativity. But who likes positivity? I guess nobody. Negativity moves and sells. Hey, Hickey, maybe Robert Kraft needs to call Kim Mulkey up for her attorney, right? And Kim, well, you know what? I'll take that back. I know Kim Mulkey yesterday, she said she has the best, what she said, crisis? I don't know.
Defamation. What? She has the best defamation lawyer in the country.
Then she must be saying some wild stuff. You got to go get the best, right?
That's true.
I don't know if that's now that I think about it, I got the best defamation lawyer in the country. Well, damn. What type of stuff are you saying behind closed doors? You wouldn't necessarily let me relax before she comes after me. I'll tell you this much. Somebody who doesn't need a lawyer, Robert Kraft. Last time I checked, Robert Kraft could make all of the evidence disappear. Kim Mulkey, she better get a hold of Robert Kraft. And Robert Kraft, you should be thankful that they haven't made other documentaries about some of the other things he's been involved in. And go ahead and Google that when you have time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know what? We talked about two successful franchises. Even the Patriots, maybe not so much recently. And then we talked about the Chiefs. who just won a Super Bowl a couple of months ago. Well, Hickey, it hasn't even been a couple of months. Damn it. Why does
Wow. Last month, I guess, technically. That's scary.
Yeah. When is April? April is next week?
Next week. I think Monday, I believe.
April is... Hold on. I got to look. When is April? Oh, my God. April is Monday? What type of dumb, idiotic stuff are we going to have to hear about on April Fool's Day? Something, right?
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, I'm not looking forward to that.
Somebody going to retire. Somebody's going to quit. There's going to be some athlete sitting around with a social media team going, hey, this is going to be a great idea for Monday. Maybe to be Giannis. Who's a jokester? Anybody? Jokic, right? No?
Jokic could retire and go back to racing his horses. I mean, he might be actually kind of half serious about that. And it starts out as joking. He goes, yeah, that's a good idea. I'm out of here.
Yeah, and then he ultimately decides to leave. He's going to be the one dude. He's just going to quit. He's just going to wake up one day and be like, I'm done. Not in the middle of a season, but when it's over, it's over. You're not going to see that it's coming.
Does the reverse Michael Jordan, instead of MJ saying, I'm back, Jokic goes, I'm gone?
No, it doesn't say anything. Thanks to people of Denver and a single-page ad with like three words and says thank you, and then he leaves. I could see him doing that. Good on him. Who knows? This guy may win another championship, may win another MVP, and then guys like Gilbert Arenas hate his guts. Gilbert Arenas, that'd be music to his ears. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take a deeper dive into these Dallas Cowboys. I don't know what the hell they're saying. I don't know what they're doing. What's the real deal with Dak and his contract? What are the implications moving on into the future? We're going to have a chat with Clarence Hill Jr. He's been covering the Dallas Cowboys since 1997. Oh, yeah, he knows all about Jerry.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I appreciate all the callers, whether they're sane or not. I appreciate all the teams that we can talk about, whether they are sane or not. And to talk about one of those teams, I don't know where they fall on the spectrum. Sometimes they come across as a little dysfunctional. It's time to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. I want to know what is going on with Dak and his contract, the status of it, Mike McCarthy this upcoming season, and the new running back. Like, there's so many questions. So to talk about it all, which being joined right now by Clarence Hill Jr., covers these Dallas Cowboys for the Star-Telegram. Hey, Clarence, thank you for taking the time to hop on. Appreciate it.
Hey, how you doing, man? No problem.
Very well. I guess the first question, there's a lot of ambiguity when it comes down to Dak and his contractual status. Like, what's the latest? They've come to an agreement to not have an agreement? Like, what do you think is going on? What's up?
No, I mean, I don't think that's what it is that they've not come to an agreement to not have an agreement. They just haven't come to an agreement on an agreement. And as of right now, you know, there's no urgency to get what done, but nothing's set in stone. I mean, I think that was somebody went too far with that report in that respect. But, I mean, the bottom line is it's still all up in the air. He's going to the last year of his contract without a new deal. And if he doesn't get a new deal, you know, he could possibly hit free agency. You know, that's been the reality. That's you know, it's been the case. It's been the case since the end of the season.
Most certainly. And Clarence Hill Jr. is here with us, covers the Dallas Cowboys. Do you think that they're going to get a deal done before we get to the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I don't know if he'll get a deal done before the beginning of the season. But I would say this, that doesn't mean they won't get a deal done before the beginning of next season. You know, that doesn't mean that the next time in Dallas is over. I know that from the Cowboys, covering the Cowboys a long time, deadlines make deals, you know. And this, you know, this is something you like to do, but the urgency is not the same as when he's ready to walk out the door and you don't have a quarterback to replace him and you don't really want to go back to the quarterback purgatory you were on between Tony Romo and Troy Aikman. You know, you can say what you want about Dak Prescott and where he is, what you think he is, what he's done. He's definitely a quality starter. He's going to probably end his career or get to the point where he's going to be if possibly threaten to pass Tony Romo as the all-time leading passer in team history. If he hits the free agency, he's a guy that other teams like Oakland, a lot of teams, the Raiders who don't have a quarterback would want. Jerry's not ready to take that chance. But, again, until a deal is done, one won't be done, and I don't think they will get one done until they're on a real deadline.
Clarence Hill Jr. here with us covers the Dallas Cowboys. One dude that we did see walk out the door is Tony Pollard. I know there's been a lot of conversations about his legitimate replacement, who that might be. A lot of Cowboy fans are looking for the next running back. Is he even on the roster right now?
Well, they have Rico Dowdell, who's the backup to Tony this year, who was solid in really first full season. But the Cowboys are certainly going to target a running back in the draft. They're probably still looking at other running backs for agency. And you certainly got to understand that there will be running backs out there at the final cut, you know, to make it happen. Tony Pollard, they wanted to bring him back, but they didn't want to pay for a running back. And he paid $10 million last year. He's getting $8 with Tennessee. The Cowboys still paying Zeke Elliott, you know, $6 million on this year's cap. And they're going to try to win without a high-priced running back. You know, and they, you know, again, Zeke still counts a lot of butt on this cap. But, the draft, for certainly, they're going to take a running back in the draft. They got Rico Dowdell, and we'll see what else is out there in free agency.
Well, Clarence, when you think about some of the other areas of need with the Dallas Cowboys, we've seen the offensive line, you know, take a hit here in free agency. We just talked about running back that they're going to have to go out there and address. You know, they want to fill out the wide receiver room a little bit more. What are some other points of emphasis when you take a look at the team?
Oh, yeah, certainly offensive line. They will take an offensive lineman, guard, tackle high in the draft. Most likely, you know, the way it's setting up, is a lot of offensive linemen in this draft. Certainly they're going to be a run on quarterbacks and both receivers. On the draft, we'll push some of the offensive linemen down. But, you know, with Tyron Smith going out the door, with Tyler Beatt as the center going to Washington, Tyron Smith is in New York, you know, they have openings for two starters. You know, and that's the number one point. Memphis is trying to replenish that offensive line. Outside of that, you know, we already talked about running back. They need help on the defensive line. You know, they could possibly use another receiver. They could probably use another cornerback. All those are options, but the main thing they need is to replenish that offensive line. They need more offensive line depth. And that's, you know, the main target of the draft, at least early on.
Clarence Hill Jr. here with us, joining us from the Star Telegram. Well, let's climb up all the way to the top of the depth chart. Let's talk about the man who oversees it, and that's Mike McCarthy. We know he's on thin ice. We know he's basically a lame duck. How do you think he's going to be able to go through this season standing on them coals?
You know, we talked to Mike today, and he certainly didn't look or act like a dead man walking. I know everybody wants to say, you know, he's a dead man walking last year of his deal, possibly having to go further than he's ever gone before, take him to at least the NFC Championship, not the Super Bowl, to guarantee his future. But, you know, he's seen that peace with the whole situation. He certainly is confident in his coaching ability. He does believe that, you know, while we see the situation is dire, the Cowboys, you know, they do have Dak Prescott, they do have CeeDee Lamb, they do have Micah Parsons, they do have some pieces to work with that they like, that they can continue to build on. But, yeah, it's unfortunate because Mike is put in a situation where, again, he has to, they went 12-5 in 3 years, did not advance deep in the playoffs, and now you're asking to advance deeper in the playoffs with possibly a lesser roster on paper he's going into the season because of salary cap constraint. It's a tough situation, but again, Mike is handling well. He said, I'm blessed to be a Cowboy. I'm betting on myself. I believe in myself, and we're ready to start over again.
Yeah, God bless him. It's March. Let's see how he feels come, I don't know, October, November, December, and who knows, even January. Well, Clarence.
Well, that's what it is in January, because you know they're going to be good, or at least competitive. It's what are they going to do in the playoffs? That's been the question of this team last 3 years. It's going to be the same question next year.
Well, knowing that they lost their defensive coordinator, Dan Quinn, helped turn things around from the historically bad team in that pandemic year, and now Mike Zimmer is in. What changes can we expect? I know we got some personnel changes, but what are going to be some differences between Mike Zimmer and what Dan Quinn was doing?
Well, number one is they're going to focus on stopping the run. You know, it won't be all about sacks. You know, stopping the run will be a top priority for this team, which we saw raise his ugly head in that Green Bay loss. But stopping the run has been a priority. They're going to try to get bigger, certainly bigger linebacker. They played pretty much a nickel defense under Quinn. That was their base defense with three safeties, just two linebackers. Well, they're going to play traditional with three linebackers, certainly on first and second down on run downs. You know, they're going to try to get bigger up front and align their guys, definitely have different responsibilities. So stopping the run will be a primary focus. And attitude, I mean, I think that one thing you liked about Quinn was he's the player's coach, but he didn't hold them accountable. You know, they had too many penalties, too many offsides and different type undisciplined penalties that Mike Zimmer will not tolerate.
No, Clarence, as we start to wrap things up, Michael Parsons, certainly the centerpiece of the defense, he's talked about elevating his game into the upper room of the Hall of Fame. What adjustments can we expect from him?
Well, I mean, I think that Michael needs help around him. I mean, Mike, you know, he gets double teamed, triple teamed, and the other guys to get home and make plays, which will hopefully free him up to do some different things. You know, Mike has played well. He's played as well as any linebacker coming into the league through his first three seasons. You know, all pro each year. Defensive player of the year running up his first two seasons. You know, he wants to get more sacks for sure. But again, part of that is with Zimmer. They have to be better at stopping the run so they can earn the right to get to the quarterback. But Micah's dedication, Micah's focus, Micah's done what he was supposed to do. You know, right now it's about whether he's going to get paid like Dak, cause like CD before the next season. But, you know, Micah needs to keep on the same arc he's been on and you know, keep leading them in sacks and pressures. And, again, as a unit, they all need to get better against the run.
Well, Clarence, final question for you. If you look into your crystal ball and you look at what's already taking place in the NFL and you look at all the question marks that the Dallas Cowboys have, where are we going to be exactly a year from now? Is Mike McCarthy going to be in that seat? Are the Cowboys getting closer? Are they getting further away? What do you think?
You know, I think right now they're treading water. And I, you know, and again, you got to find it's not just Mike, but Dak, can you win in the playoffs? And based on what we've seen, I can't predict something I haven't seen. I've been covering the Cowboys since 1997. You know, I've seen only four playoff wins. You know, so is this year they break through? I don't see it because I've never seen it.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, well, Clarence, it's always a fun watch. It's always a fun ride. The Dallas Cowboys, it feels like they run their own season parallel with the rest of the NFL. Where can people follow you and your amazing work with the Star-Telegram?
Certainly follow me on X or Twitter at Clarence Hill Jr. All Run Together, Clarence Hill, JR. Certainly on Instagram at Chill NFL, and at the Fort Worth Star Telegram at startelegram.com/Cowboys.
Hey, you got the best job covering this team. You have some fun, okay? We'll catch you down the line, Clarence.
All right, thank you guys.
No doubt about it. That Clarence Hill Jr. covers the Dallas Cowboys. That is that's one of the best beats in sports. It is. There's every day there's a story. Is it the owner? Is it the quarterback? Is it the roster? Is it the team? Is it the fans? Is it the stadium? Is it, I don't know, a Mike Tyson fight in the stadium? There's always something. Thank you so much to Clarence Hill Jr. He says, hey, if I got to expect anything from the Dallas Cowboys, well, it's four playoff victories since I've been covering since 97. I think that says a lot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Thank you again to Clarence. On the other side of the break, I told you the Cowboys, they run a season parallel to the NFL. Well, the NFL, they are expanding their calendar. I'm going to tell you when you're going to watch some games. They're taking over your life. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.